The Florida Public Archaeology Network has scheduled a full slate of events in March in observance of Archaeology Month in Florida. Mike Toman is manager of FPAN's Destination Archaeology Resource Center, and Nicole Buccino is outreach coordinator for the Northwest region. They recently discussed some of the highlights with WUWF's Sandra Averhart.
Tell us about what you have planned for Archaeology Month. Mike, let's start with you.
Sure. Well, Florida's Archaeology Month takes place every March and every year. It's always a partnership between many different organizations with the Florida Public Archaeology Network, Florida Division of Historical Resources, the Florida Archaeological Council, and the Florida Anthropological Society. And what we do is we pool our resources, we pool our energy to try to put on different events and programs, not just here in the Pensacola area, but all throughout the state of Florida.
Nicole, just give us a general sense of the variety of programs and events that you've tried to pull together for this.
Well, Florida Archaeology Month is really a great opportunity for us as the Florida Public Archaeology Network to showcase the different kinds of history and archaeology that are here in Northwest Florida and throughout the rest of the state. So some of the events that we have planned are scavenger hunt races through downtown Pensacola. We have a Beyond Our Backyard lecture series that we're hosting on every Thursday in March. And we're also doing a variety of information booths and archaeology days throughout the Northwest Regional Center, which extends from here in Pensacola to Port St. Joe.
I know your big kickoff event is the Dash Through the Past scavenger hunt.
One of our regions down in the Miami area, Fort Lauderdale, actually put it on a couple years ago, and we kind of picked it up here and adapted it. It's a scavenger hunt race competition. Teams of two basically compete for different prizes that we'll have throughout the day. But basically, it's a scavenger hunt through downtown Pensacola, looking at different historic sites, monuments, and buildings. And what we'll do is we'll have registration. We'll start about 9 o'clock. The actual race will begin at 10, and participants will be given a series of questions and challenges, both historic and archaeological, that they'll have to complete. They'll have about 2 hours to do it from 10 to 12. The entire course length is about 2 miles. That's a good chance to come out with your family to have fun, but also it's a good chance to just get out, meet new people, and then learn about the history and archaeology of just the downtown Pensacola area.
All right, so let's move on now. I know another major aspect of Archaeology Month for you guys is your Beyond Our Backyard Archaeology Around the World lecture series. And Nicole, I know that you wanted to tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so as the Florida Public Archaeology Network, most of what we focus on is Florida archaeology. So during Florida Archaeology Month every year, the Northwest Regional Center puts on this lecture series to give people a better idea of the kinds of archaeology that's taking place around the world. So this year we're featuring speakers who are presenting on sites as far away as Ghana, Madagascar, Poland, and Germany as well. So the Beyond Our Backyard lecture series is taking place every Thursday in March at 7 o'clock p.m., and it's going to be in the main branch on Spring Street of the West Florida Public Library.
Mike, many, many other things that you're doing, events, lectures. Tell us a little bit about some of the other things going on.
Well, one of our other great events that I really enjoy is our Tour de Fort event, and that's a bicycling tour of archaeological sites located on Gulf Island seashore at their Fort Pickens area. And so what we'll do is the participants will meet us over at Fort Pickens at the auditorium, where they have a fairly new museum that's really nicely done. We'll have a 20 to 30 minute presentation, PowerPoint presentation, that will kind of give people an overview of what we're going to see. And then after that, we'll actually take people on a guided bicycling tour along with one of the rangers out at Fort Pickens and take them to some of these sites and talk about them more in detail.
I know there are a lot of things going on, but I wanted to highlight the Eglin Archaeology Day at Jackson Guard.
Yeah, every year the cultural resource managers at Eglin Air Force Base put on an Eglin Archaeology Day. So this is basically a family event. It'll take place on March 22nd from 10:30 to 2:30. And it's basically a variety of organizations from around the Northwest Florida region showcasing local history and archaeology in a way that's fun for the family.
One other thing that we wanted to touch on before we wrap up is the poster that you all create for Archaeology Month.
Every year we have a different theme for posters. This year our theme was the Paleo-Indian Florida. So this is a time period in Florida during the last Great Ice Age, so 15,000 years ago. And so what we do on the front is we have some landscape photography of some archaeological sites down in the Punta Gorda area the Warm Middle Springs and Little Salt Spring. And these photographs were taken by a guy named Kurt Bowen, and he's a professional photographer. He's done photography, underwater photography of sinkhole sites all around the world. He's been, you know, published in National Geographic and Discovery Channel. So it was really nice of him to allow us to use these particular images. And then on the back part of the poster, we highlight the different time period, how long ago this time period actually was, and a couple different archaeological sites around the state that are Paleo-Indian sites.
Mike Toman and Nicole Buccino with the Florida Public Archaeology Network talking about Florida Archaeology Month, which kicks off Saturday with the Dash Through the Past in downtown Pensacola. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.